Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A bridge under construction in Kansas collapsed Wednesday afternoon in Clay County, killing an unidentified man. The Clay County Sheriff's Office said the bridge spans Carroll Creek. That's about a 2.5-hour drive west of Kansas City. PIO Sarah Boyd said four people were trapped when the structure failed. Three of them were able to free themselves with minor injuries. The Chinese government has been accused of establishing at least two undeclared police stations in the Netherlands. Dutch media found the evidence and believe they are being used to try to silence Chinese dissidents in Europe. A spokesman for the Dutch Foreign Ministry said the existence of the unofficial police stations is illegal. After a trial filled with interruptions, madness, and confusion, Milwaukee resident Daryl Brooks was found guilty of 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide after crashing his SUV into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, just about a year ago. In all, he intentionally hit 68 people and has once again shown soft-on-crime DAs are the problem. Brooks was free on bail days before the attack, accused of using his SUV to run over the mother of his child. She fortunately survived. In the high-profile race for New York State governor, polls indicate that interim Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul and Republican challenger Representative Lee Zeldin are locked in a very close contest that will be determined in less than 2 weeks. Representative Zeldin on Fox News says the issue of crime in New York and soft-on-crime DAs are on New Yorkers' minds.
So if you want to secure our streets, if you want to take back our streets, you have to get rid of these pro-criminal governors and have balance return to state legislators like ours. We need to suspend cashless bail and these other pro-criminal laws. And the first thing that I will do, the first day that I am in office, is telling the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg that he is being removed.
USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Facebook's parent company Meta was hit with a $24.7 million fine Wednesday. A Washington judge says the tech giant had intentionally violated the state's campaign finance disclosure laws 822 times. A Meta spokesperson said the firm is assessing its options and declined to comment any further. The Justice Department's antitrust branch is investigating professional golf and includes the Augusta National Golf Club, the United States Golf Association, and the PGA Tour. At play are the PGA's bylaws as they pertain to players participating in the Saudi startup LIV tournament and other non-PGA Tour events. The Department of Justice and PGA have all declined comment to numerous media outlets. Debris removal in Florida after Hurricane Ian has gotten a big boost from Governor Ron DeSantis and FEMA.
There's a plan in Florida to speed up recovery efforts after Hurricane Ian. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announced an agreement between the state and FEMA.
These waivers will allow debris removal in private communities and may include removal of damaged slabs on private property. So this is not typically the way this is done. Usually that would be not eligible for this type of reimbursement.
The governor adding, without this type of agreement, debris removal could take almost 2 years. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got Steve Johnson joining us. He is an Emmy Award-winning producer and author of God is Always With You. Steve, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be here. Thank you, Bill.
All right. Tell us, the book. What inspired you to write God is Always With You?
Well, I have to step back a few years before I get into that. So my background is television producing, so I have an appreciation for the idea of story. And about 15 years ago, we ran into a gentleman who was a gang leader and a drug dealer and a pimp and had 30 members of his family in prison, and he became the director of a fathering center in the area where I live. I live in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And so when I heard his story, I thought, first of all, how does somebody rise above that? And secondly, how does somebody have a family that's kind of that messed up? And so myself and four other guys, we formed a little nonprofit called Five Stone Media just to tell the story of a gentleman named John Turnipseed. And out of that came three films, and then out of that we collected other stories like his, and we formed a video series that we started taking into prisons and jails. And we found that the idea of people with shared experiences talking to them really resonates. It resonated with the incarcerated, but just the idea of somebody that's like you telling your story. So at that point, we had a group of mental health professionals approach us. Again, we just have this small nonprofit called Five Stone Media. We all kept our day jobs. But they said, using that idea of story, could we bring you a team of trauma survivors? Because we have a story that we want to tell to the church and to the pastors. So that's kind of where that whole thing started. So this team of therapists brought us a team of survivors of all kinds of different traumas. So 4 years ago, we started collecting these stories. And to date, we have a collection of about 150 stories. A few years ago, we all sort of quit our day jobs, and we just dove into this Five Stone Media, and we created what we call Life Support Resources. So Life Support Resources is a website, but out of this website came God is Always With You, 31 Days of Hope and Healing for Grief and Loss. So it's a collection of stories of survivors, and it's commentary from clergy and pastors and also from therapists. So that's sort of, Bill, the genesis of how we got to where we are.
And for you as a TV producer, as you say, it's all about stories. So this naturally, was it folded into your wheelhouse, didn't it?
Man, I've always had an appreciation for people's stories. I'm not an academic learner. I didn't do well in school, but when people started sharing their stories, that really resonates with me, and I'm sure it does with you. And so
yes, exactly.
Our organization, I mean, we live by four words: story, hope, healing, and change. So we use story to bring hope and healing for people in need of change.
I like that. Story, hope, healing, and change. That is awesome. Yeah, and I love the name Johnny Turnipseed. I mean, it's almost like made up, right, or something? I mean, you...
It is. It does not fit him, that's for sure. So he's an African-American, and he's just got to be a very good friend of mine. And his family, as you know, Minneapolis was really the center of the George Floyd and the riots back in 2020.
Yes.
John Turnipseed's family, his gang family, actually controlled the streets that George Floyd was murdered on. And Minneapolis back in the 90s was known as Murderapolis, and it was largely because of the gang that John Turnipseed controlled. So that whole idea of transformation is just, it's an incredible story. And you can Google John Turnipseed, and you know, we did a little research onto his name, and he gets called John Appleseed a lot for whatever reason.
Yeah, I bet.
But,
well, because that's the story we grew up with, right? And that's
right,
kind of the branded,
But if you dive into the word turnipseed, the meaning of that, it comes from a bitter root. And that so resonates with his story and his family. So, you know, John Turnipseed now, you know, his whole goal in life is to have his family do an about face. Okay, when you have 30 members of your family in prison, you know, that includes kids and grandkids and great grandkids. And now, you know, he's raising a grandson that's a straight-A student that's going to be scholarship for college. So that's his purpose in life. So, I mean, that's a great story in and of itself. But when you start, you know, collecting these stories of people who have been through great depression and anxiety and the murder of their child and talking about, you know, how they've had to deal with that in relationship to people in their churches and some of the myths associated with that when it comes to Christianity, it gives people hope. And that's why we want to do this. We just want to show people that you can learn how God is present even during the process of grief and loss.
Exactly. And Steve, you know, part of the challenge for churches is people go to church and they think that they have to be church-like. I mean, they go there with their pain, right? And they, instead of being, you know, transparent and vulnerable, and I get that. I mean, who wants to stand up in the middle of a congregation and lay this out? But they come to church and their hearts are broken and they're crying out. But they just don't know how to interact with the body of Christ in today's church to be able to, you know, speak this out. I mean, it's one thing if you happen to be in prison because you got nowhere to go. And guess what?
Right.
There's a lot of bitter root and there's a lot of stories there. And of course you still have to be careful even in prison because you can't demonstrate to people that you are weak and too vulnerable or you're going to be a victim real quick. So I get that part. But the church today, as I'm hearing you speak, I think this is an opportunity for the church en masse and at large and the leadership to see, their congregation maybe a little bit differently. That they are crying out, not being heard. They're not, their stories are not being told. And this is unfortunate because not only for themselves, but for the encouragement that it would have for the rest of the body, right?
That is so true. And we sit in isolation because we don't know who to tell. And part of that is because we're not given permission to share our story and to be authentic. And a lot of the survivors that we talk to, they'll come to us and say, listen, you know, we tried telling our story at a church, but we were told that we didn't have enough faith or we did not pray hard enough. And so we just quit, you know. So part of it's just having permission, and pastors tend to be a little bit shy of being too authentic. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a real fine line there, right, about being mm-hmm. being a spiritual leader in your church and telling people about your faults. And so
exactly.
I get that, you know. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
One story I want to share here.
I'll tell you what, let's do it on the other side of the break. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Steve Johnson, the executive director and co-founder of Five Stone Media.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Minutes after the top of the hour, we're back with you. Steve Johnson continues with us, the multiple Emmy Award winning producer and author of the new book, which is going to grab a hold of you. I'm telling you, because it's stories. It's stories that you love to hear and read about, stories that we should be hearing you know, in the churches today, because, you know, the consistent refrain in all this, Steve, is that God is always with you, and God is the one who delivered me, who delivered you, right?
Absolutely. You can encounter hope, healing, and comfort in loss. I mean, that's a promise in the Bible.
Yes.
We
right.
know that. But one of the stories I want to share, because this hits my family. So my brother is a pastor, and he was pastoring a large church in Vancouver, British Columbia, 8 years ago. And at that point, his 21-year-old son was the victim of a homicide. He was murdered. And because it was a large church in Vancouver, it was really a big media event. And so I've seen firsthand how a pastor and his wife have tried to, A, grieve the loss of a child while they're leading a conversation, congregation, how the congregation responded to that, because, you know, they've never been through that either, so they don't know how to respond to that. But just the trauma that runs so deep and so extended on that, and it continues to this day. And he has since moved out of Canada and is leading a church now in Minnesota. But because of what he's been through, he still grieves, but
yes.
his empathy level is through the roof, right? So now he can minister to people in a whole different way that he couldn't.
Oh, without a doubt, I'm sure. You know, when Greg Laurie lost his son in Southern California, he made the statement that still rings in my ear and my heart. He says, you know, you never get over it. You just get through it.
Yeah. And I know Rick Warren went through the same
thing. Right, exactly.
You know, he talks about, you know, the rest of your life, you're going to walk with a limp, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's something you're never going to get over. But now God, one of the promises in the Bible is God will use that for his glory, right? The worst thing that can happen to us, God has made a promise to use that for his glory to help somebody else. And that's so encouraging. And so we have, you know, we have 31 of these stories with commentary from therapists who often have their own story of loss and grief, which is the reason they became a mental health professional.
So
I get excited. These are the people I get to hang out with, and these are the people I want to hang out with because
exactly.
they're real.
Yeah, without a doubt. What is it about loss? Why is it so difficult, you know, for us to, you know, to deal with and understand? Like you say, I mean, it sounds so simplistic to say, well, God's going to use it for his glory. But you're like in the middle. You're in the middle of the heartbreak and pain of it all. And it's like, I can't deal with God's glory right now. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, and that's true, and that's okay. God has big shoulders, but, you know, a lot of these survivors describe it as like losing a limb. You've actually lost a part of your body. And so, you know, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to be mad at God. You know, we have people that went through periods where they were just ticked off and didn't want anything to do with that. But God knows that. You know, God's
exactly.
written all of our stories, and he continues to write our stories through the worst loss. And we have a video series, by the way, it's called The Worst Loss, and it is parents talking about the loss of their child. And that's just, a lot of us just don't know what to say, so we don't say anything
exactly.
to these people. And so we sit in isolation, and it's just, it makes it hard.
And in some cases, Steve, grieving people just cannot contain it. And not that they should. They shouldn't contain it.
Yeah.
They need to be able to express it. I think that's what complicates things is when we, you know, keep it inside. You know, we're like the Dead Sea. We've got inflow but no outflow. And it's, right?
Yeah. That is so true. And we, you know, when friends or loved ones grieve, we want that grieving to end at some point for them out of love, but you know, we want them to be like they were before, and that's just not the case. So we have to let people grieve however long it takes for them to grieve. Some people
exactly.
you know, may grieve a loss for 6 months. Some may take 6 years. we need to let them do that. We need to learn how to come alongside them and just sit in silence sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, in your book here, God is Always With You, you said it's all about stories. How many stories are in the book?
Well, we've got at least 31. We've collected 150, and so I think at some point we might do another book, another 31 days of mm-hmm. Hope and Healing.
Oh, you're going to have. Not, I mean, you're going to have to do that. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, exactly. And you and I have talked a lot about the loss of a loved one, but it's we don't even think about this, but it's grieving the loss of innocence. So we have stories of that. We have loss of expectations. Wow. A loss of mental health, a loss of physical health. So these are all losses that we generally don't think about when it comes to grieving, but these are things that we all have to grieve at some point.
Well, let's tell a story of innocence loss.
Yeah.
Share with us one of the stories there.
Yeah, I sure will. So we've got, I will tell you the story of a lady named Heidi. Heidi grew up in the church. She grew up in a home, a great Christian home, and she just started connecting with the wrong group of people, in school. And she just started following. And the next thing you know, she was introduced to, sexual abuse. And then, that led to being introduced to the world of prostitution. And then she got sucked into that world for years and years. And this is a gal who grew up in the church, you know. And so she has since come out of that. But obviously that's going to affect you and her mm-hmm. for the rest of her mm-hmm. life, some of the atrocities that she had to deal with. So, you know, and then we also have a story of Scott, who – Scott works now with men. He's a great mentor to Christian men, but he was a victim of incest for several years in his childhood. And, mm-hmm. and he talks about how that affected him through his childhood and even now through his adult years.
Right. Give us another one of your favorites. I mean, there's so many, as you said, you know, over 31 stories like this of, you know, true stories of loss. I mean, this is a thing people need to understand. I mean, these are real people, real stories, and you read this, and I believe this is, again, like you and I talked about, what makes it so compelling is that you can put yourself in their shoes and say, oh, my God, this could have easily been me.
Yeah. Well, we have a lady named Kim who's got to be a really good friend of ours, and Kim, when she was a child, her mom, who was suffering from a lot of mental health issues, walked her kids out on the railroad track to leave them there to be hit by a train. And, you know, so somebody saw that, and, you know, so that's kind of the mental health state of her mom, who short time later took her own life. And so Kim had to deal with the suicide of her mom, and then Kim raised a son who at 18 took his own life through drugs, okay? So, you know, and then Kim just recently lost her husband. So it's like, how does somebody even deal with that, you know? And she
exactly.
is the most
wow.
gracious and grace-filled lady. And, it's just, that's an incredible story. And then I'll give you just one more, if you don't mind.
Okay. Yeah. We got 50 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. Ray Charles' daughter, Sheila Ray Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Was incarcerated for about 10 years, and she shares her story. She's also a leader of an incarcerated series that we have for women, too. So Sheila Ray Charles is her name. Her story's in the book, too. A remarkable woman.
Well, check it out. The book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. God is Always With You by the team at Life Support Services. We've been joining in this time with Emmy Award-winning producer Steve Johnson. Steve, God bless. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Appreciate it.
Bill, yeah, God bless you. Thank you for the invitation.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home. For less than a dollar a day. For real. With no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk made a big splash on Twitter with a video of himself walking into the tech giant's headquarters ahead of his takeover of the company. Musk, who is set to officially have ownership of Twitter by Friday, shared a clip of himself walking into Twitter's lobby while carrying a sink. Musk said, "Entering Twitter HQ, let that sink in." Railroad managers and union representatives will head back to the bargaining table after a second union voted to reject President Biden's tentative agreement. The Brotherhood of Railroad Signalmen, representing more than 6,000 workers, announced its members voted down the tentative deal yesterday. All 12 railroad unions need to independently approve the deal to avoid a strike next month, which would endanger the national supply chain. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated on this Thursday morning. We are USA Radio News.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check out BillMartinezShow.com. Joseph Esquez is with us, the assistant editor for the Media Research Center's Free Speech America and MRC Business. Joseph, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Good to be back, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, give us an update. Tell us what's going on. We understand George Soros is funding more than $30 million to groups that are now urging major big tech platforms to step up censorship, right? And all, of course, this is all before the 2022 midterm elections.
Well, how convenient. I mean, so, you know, the fact that these Soros-funded groups, you know, they signed an open letter. There was around 12 of them, seven of which were heavily funded by Soros, including the group that spearheaded the entire effort. I mean, Soros already spent around $128 million into the election, including a big dump into his own super PAC. So the fact that that Soros-funded groups are trying to make sure that one side comes out victorious in the November elections is par for the course. The letter was signed to Mark Zuckerberg, to Google CEO Sundar Pichai, to Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal, to the YouTube CEO, TikTok, Snap, Instagram. I mean, they literally blasted this out and was demanding that big tech take action and censor people going into the November midterm. I'm like, how in the world is this kosher?
It's anti-democratic on its face, Joseph.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, one of the groups there, the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund, they're one of the signatories, received over $17.6 million from Soros between 2016 and 2020. And that is the same group that when parents were protesting CRT being taught in schools, they characterized parents as, quote, mobs of white parents. This is now one of the signatories to this letter that's trying to get big tech to censor Americans and their discussions going into November midterm. This is the personification of Orwell's 1984. It's crazy. It's absolutely Orwellian. There's no other way to describe it.
How can
how can you not describe it as election interference on its face, Joseph? Is this not election interference?
I mean, the appearance of it, maybe. I mean, I'm not a legal expert, but I mean, it's definitely scary. And the fact is, when the letter came out, and this is something I'm telling everyone, all Americans, that anytime a letter like this comes out, you know, that talks about, oh, civil rights groups are calling on big tech to take more responsibility, always question where the money's coming from. I looked at that letter and I said, I wonder who's giving them money. Sure enough, the group leading this entire effort, the Leadership Conference of Civil and Human Rights, got over $5 million from Soros between 2016 and 2020. I'm like, oh, wow, go figure. What? They press these Soros' investments? Give me a break.
Right. Right, exactly. Well, what they're doing is the same thing they did with Hunter Biden, right? And so what we're sounding the alarm, and I appreciate you coming on, Joseph, to let people know, because we can't have this situation like we had with Hunter Biden, where people, you know, up to as many as 20% of America said, had I known the truth about Hunter Biden's laptop, I would not have voted for Joe Biden. I mean, look at people who cheat are going to cheat. You just have to be vigilant. You have to catch them in the act. People that are, exercising censorship. Censorship on its face is an undermining of the very foundational principles of our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and freedom of speech. We have to be able to speak words. The power of our words is so threatening to these oligarchs that they are just absolutely coming unhinged, doing everything they can in this case, investing $30 million to groups to shut us up. I mean, that is about as un-American as you can get.
Oh, absolutely. And it just speaks to the enormous influence that George Soros wields in American policy. I mean, you mentioned the Hunter Biden story. I mean, a poll that we had taken right after the 2020 election found that 45% of Biden's voters weren't even fully aware of that New York Post story bombshell about Hunter and his alleged corrupt business dealings, precisely because big media and big tech whitewashed it in the name of blocking so-called, quote, disinformation. That, I was warning people early on. I said, watch for big tech and media to do the same thing. A colleague of mine, Jeffrey Clark, who also writes for MRC Business, he just wrote yesterday that a new report had dropped that apparently Hunter Biden's real estate company received $40 million from a Russian oligarch. That was big. It was all over Twitter. ABC, CBS, and NBC's evening news networks ignored the entire story. I'm like, oh, wow, there we go again. I mean, big news, buried. I mean, the cycle's going to repeat.
Exactly. Well, the thing was a bit amazing to me when I spoke to Miranda Devine, who had done a deep dive on this, and I asked her, one of the questions I asked her was about the tax implications, and she didn't seem concerned. She didn't think that was a big deal. And I go, this is huge, because anybody that does, you know, this kind of underhanded work, money is being laundered. It's you know, going through the process. I mean, there's dirty money here, and there's tax implications. I am surprised that they're not looking into it. Well, eventually now they're looking into it, and this is supposedly one of the keys to the indictment against Hunter Biden is tax evasion.
Oh, and the media and big tech certainly don't want you to know about any of this, and their impact essentially swung the election. We found out that just on the New York Post story alone, that if Biden's voters were made fully aware of that Hunter Biden bombshell, right? The 9.4% of Biden voters would not have voted for him. The shift would have flipped all six of the swing states Biden won to Trump, giving him at least 311 electoral votes and stealing a second presidential term. Because big tech and big media silenced that story alone, this is why it had a massive effect on 2020. And you can guarantee, you can bet the farm that the media and big tech are going to try to do everything they can to influence the midterms.
Right. Well, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, here it is. They've got the trifecta. You know, they've got, control. They've got money. They got power. Boy, that is a political aphrodisiac. They're not going to let go of that easily. You know that, Joseph.
Oh, no, absolutely. And, you know, the funny thing is, I'm just going to quote just one little part of this letter. That letter did not only target election-related posts on big tech platforms. This is not what the letter was just complaining about. It was also demanding that actions be taken against political candidates specifically. Here's the quote. Many of the bad actors and election deniers have continued and stepped up their online spread of false information since 2020. This is a quote, and some are even on the ballots for elected office in 2022. The policies and actions by platforms must do more to specifically combat these trends in 2022 and beyond. If that doesn't scare us witless with regards to big tech's influence, this letter, absolutely, this is the peak example of
exactly
when the left controls speech.
And I keep asking the question, Joseph. I mean, they claim election deniers, which they themselves, you know, were election deniers when Trump got elected in 2016. This has just been the pattern, but they've done everything they can to stick this on the Republicans or anybody conservative that doesn't want to buy into it. But it's interesting, after all this time about, you know, people just saying, hey, look, I got a problem with the numbers here. Have they done anything to support their case, to present their case and say, no, this is exactly what happened, and this is why Joe Biden got, you know, 80 million votes. I've never seen anything. Have you seen anything?
No, I mean, it's what we're dealing with. What we're dealing with for regards to the big tech influence and the media's influence on the election, it's not something to be taken lightly. It was horrible in 2020.
Exactly.
We saw it in perfect example in 2020. It's going to get worse. And if you think it's bad in 2022, I guarantee you, you multiply that by a factor of 10, and that's what we're going to be dealing with in 2024.
They've
taken
power
during the coronavirus pandemic. They've tasted the control of speech. It's only going to get worse. Madison warned in Federalist 48 that power is of an encroaching nature. Once you taste it, the more that you're going to crave. And this is what big tech and the left, this is what they want. The control of information influences the ability of the people to be able to think and speak freely. This is what they want to control, because the people that can't think for themselves is not a free people.
Yes, exactly. Well, our most important right in the Bill of Rights, number one, numero uno, Joseph, numero uno, freedom of speech. And what are they attacking? Because they know if they can crumble that linchpin, guess what? We're trapped.
Oh, that's it. We lose our republic the minute that we decide to concede our right to freedom of speech. That's what they're
exactly
going after.
He's the assistant editor for Media Research Center's Free Speech America, MRC Business, Joseph Vasquez. Joseph, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
About 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check out BillMartinezShow.com. David Holland is going to be joining us. He's a writer, speaker, teacher, husband, father, grandfather, carrying a call to help God's people better comprehend His goodness and grace. His new book, Praying Grace for Men, 55 Meditations and Declarations for Every Son of God. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you for having me on.
Well, let's talk toxic masculinity. Those seem to be the two associated words of this culture these days. According to Skillset magazine, many believe that limiting masculine influences is the answer to every significant societal problem, from mass shootings to sexual predation to war. In the minds of the masses, these problems would go away if men would just be less manly. Praying Grace for Men encourages identity in Christ and being the type of man that God created you to be. Here it is. This is the crossroads. This is the way culture sees masculinity, and then we have Almighty God's version of masculinity. So who's got the truth on this corner?
Oh, it's absolutely true that that's just a massive trend in our culture, is to reject really what is a precious gift, the precious gift of masculinity. That, first of all, masculinity and femininity are actual things created by God that complement one another, and that we both need them desperately to function as a culture, to function as families, to function as marriages, basically demonizing masculinity. Of course, you know, there have been expressions of masculinity that have out of balance and or distorted, that have been harmful, but pure, true, God-created masculinity is a massive gift. Mm-hmm. To families and cultures. And one of the things I think, Bill, and this is part of what my devotion attempts to address, is that spirituality has been feminized. So basically, one of the theses of my book, my devotion, is that most men have been presented what is essentially a feminized version of spirituality and friendship with God and prayer. And that's not surprising if we're in a culture that has been basically increasingly has diminished the value and the virtue of masculinity. Mm-hmm. A few years ago, I was at a marriage conference, and the speaker was talking about the differences between men and women. And there, contrary to popular belief, there are differences between men and women. And he was talking about the
fact that you're even talking about women as a
you know, part of the gender is a bit revolutionary because we have a judge in the Supreme Court that doesn't know the definition of a woman. So right off the bat, we're being controversial. But go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. And so one of the differences this speaker pointed out, and it rang absolutely true to me, is that women tend to express friendship. They establish it, express it, nurture it. Friendship by talking together, and that men generally tend to express and nurture and maintain friendship by doing things together. Talking is incidental and a byproduct of the doing. And the more I thought about my own life and experience and the life experience of all the men I know, that rang true to me. And then I thought about the fact that what we've presented to men as a model for spirituality is sitting down with God and sharing our feelings and talking. It's a talking-based model of friendship with God. Then we might as well have provided teacups and doilies in this model of what it takes to be a friend of God. Mm-hmm. And so from that moment forward, my whole relationship with God changed because I started coming to him. You know, friendship takes time, and that's common to both the talking-based model of friendship and the doing-based model. They still require time.
Right, right.
But I started coming to God and saying, okay, Father, what do you want to do today?
Yeah.
And you know what? I would get an answer. I'd get an answer about fighting for my family or doing battle in prayer for my country or you know, waging war for some unknown person on the other side of the world, a missionary who's being persecuted or in danger. And I found that God engaged me at the doing level, and then talking became a natural byproduct of the doing together. And my relationship with him has never been the same, Bill.
Yeah, I believe that. That's awesome. I want to go back to what you said earlier, just to make sure people understand. When you talk about, you know, femininity and masculinity and the genders complementing one another, that's the way God designed us in this realm. And that complementing is a completion. People need to understand that. That when you have a wife, you have found a good thing, and you get favor from the Lord because you're able to be completed. That is the goal of that relationship. That is a natural inertia, naturally God-given ordained aspect of that relationship. It's a completing. It's not a. In some cases, where you know, I see couples where it's more about competing as opposed to completing.
You know? And this word complementary has become a little bit radioactive and recently because in theological debates about complementarianism versus egalitarianism, those debates are often more about authority and submission and things like that. Well, set all that aside. It's the plain reality, and this is a biblical truth, and it's right here before our very eyes if we have eyes to see, is that men and women complement each other.
Exactly.
And we're better together. That's what my wife and I always we say to each other. We need each other, and we're better together than we are as individuals. Mm-hmm. And because we do have complementary skill sets, complementary temperaments, complementary giftings, and approaches to things, that if we just get together and be united and present a united front, we're much better together than we are separately.
Without a doubt, and that's the way God intended it to be. But the culture wants to counter that, having everybody at each other's throats, and the sexes, and the whole shamil, as they would say, which gets you nowhere. I mean, are you happier when you're in contention, or are you happier when you're complimenting one another?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't work. I mean, that's the thing at the end of the day. You know, we don't believe it. We don't say it's true because it works, but it works because it's true.
Right.
And that kind of approach that says basically there are no differences between men and women except a little bit of plumbing difference, it just simply doesn't work functionally. And it doesn't work at the family level, and it doesn't work at the cultural societal level.
Right.
It creates dysfunction, and it's not conducive to human flourishing.
Right.
When you deny the truth of creation that's shouting its reality, it just does not promote human flourishing or success.
Well, and this is where we are today. It's no wonder that we have so much contention going on, David. We've got a cancel society, a spirit of invalidation that's been having its way for way upon all creation. And it's not just in America. It's around the world. The same thing is happening, I'm sure, in your travels as you go into speaking engagements. It doesn't matter the country. It's amazing how universal these challenges are right now. And, you know, it's just because where we are overall in terms of our relationship with God. You know, the Bible says that the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. Well, we decided that we don't want to fear God. We don't want to follow God. So now we've lost our minds and we're wondering what's going on, right?
It's the truth. And it's one of the reasons I divided this devotional into four sections. And the first section is called Grace for Courage, right? Because we are living in a time in which it's absolutely vital that God's men, his sons, know how to operate with courage. It's never been more important than it is right now. There's also Grace for Adventures with God, a section called Grace for Rest, and a section called Grace for Peace. But, and all of those are vital. But I led this devotion with Grace for Courage because it is absolutely so needed among men right now.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, and the fact of the matter is that what is so awesome about this is God's got a plan. He has a plan. I mean, he designed man for a specific purpose. As long as we're faithful to that call and design, it goes well. It doesn't mean it goes perfect and everything's according to our own will. No, that's not the way it is. But at the end of the day, as you say, when you get on the other side of it, you go, man, I'm sure I chose God's way.
No, that's absolutely right. And so the grace piece of this devotional is about that. It's about understanding that in Jesus Christ's sacrifice and victory, everything that we need has been provided. It's been gifted to us. If we'll just cease from our striving to do it on our own and do it in our own power and our own strength and tap into what has been provided at the cross, great power instantly and consistently becomes available. That's the whole grace piece of it, is understanding what Jesus Christ delivered to us and wants to do through us.
Not all that complicated when you think about it, but it's it comes back to us surrendering, you know, to that which is at the cross. Are we willing to do it God's way, or do we still want to be the captain of our own ship?
Absolutely. Pride is really the only obstacle between us and operating in the fullness of grace. Pride was the first sin. Pride is what got Lucifer kicked out of heaven. Pride is really, if you trace everything back to the headwaters, it all begins and ends with pride. And pride is the only thing standing between us and accessing everything God wants to do for us.
Well, David, as we wrap things up, we've got a minute left here. What's your summation and encouragement to all men?
My summation is that, A, just to finish the thought on pride, we have to humble ourselves, and that is often a challenge for us guys. We like to feel self-sufficient. We like to feel like we're in control and can fix everything ourselves. And the reality of the cross and of Christian truth is that we need God.
David, the website they can go to for more information?
DavidAHolland.com. You got to get that A in there, DavidAHolland.com, and you'll find this book and all my other books as well.
Yeah, he's not from Canada or anything, but it's just David A., okay? So you don't have to think that he's Canadian. All right, just to clarify that. David A., Praying for Grace for Men, 55 Meditations and Declarations for Every Son of God that's going to bless your socks right off your feet. David Holland, thank you so much. Appreciate it. God bless.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give.